More pressure, fewer masks. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Residents of New York State can now drop their mask at most indoor locations. New rules going into effect an hour ago. The state is the latest to do away with mask mandates for businesses and most indoor venues.
We hit our peak on January 7th, but now we've witnessed a 93% drop in cases. We are now below February 8th with 6,000 cases.
Though a restaurant or even a local government could require masks, says Governor Kathy Hochul, but students will still be required to wear them.
Adults can make their own decision. Children still need adults to look out for their health.
Hochul says after spring breaks, parents should have kids COVID tested and report results to schools. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Rhode Island is lifting its mask mandate on Friday, and Illinois will get rid of its on February 28th. In Los Angeles County, the sheriff is angry over the county's vaccine policy, which could lead to the firing of thousands of his employees who refuse to get the shots. Sheriff Alex Villanueva tells Fox News.
They will not lose their job this week. This is going to be a long legal battle, which I warned the board, don't even start it.
Villanueva calls the Board of Supervisors' motion during a crime wave, in his words, morally repulsive. The National Archives is asking the Justice Department to investigate whether former President Trump violated federal law in the handling of presidential documents. The archive said it made the referral following several stories by the Washington Post chronicling how then-President Trump dealt with documents, including tearing them up. And stocks continued their rally with the Nasdaq jumping 296 points or 2% Wednesday. The Dow rose 305 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress is considering rules to restrict lawmakers from buying and selling stocks.
Democrats and Republicans are coming together on legislation to block lawmakers and their spouses from trading individual stocks.
This is all about restoring some trust and confidence in an institution that has one of the lowest approval ratings in America. I think Congress is below root canals now.
Montana Republican Steve Daines is introducing a proposal with Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren.
This is a first step and restoring a little confidence in our government.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not endorsed a specific plan, but says stock trade ban should also apply across government, including Supreme Court justices. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 13-year-old dies after sneaking 40 bags of fentanyl into his school.
The boy, one of four, who overdosed at school in Connecticut, found unconscious in the gym at the Sport and Medical Sciences Academy in Hartford. Cops finding 100 more baggies of fentanyl at his home. The CDC says drug overdoses among young people are up nearly 50%. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's 50 times more powerful than heroin. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And the Cincinnati Zoo introduces a newly hatched penguin. It named after Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. The chick's name, Cup of Joe.
The zoo tweeting a photo of the fuzzy friend, explaining most of our little blue penguins are named something related to food. So we added Cup of Joe. Reps say the chick and the quarterback have more in common than just their obvious good looks, including being a great leader and being able to survive in extreme environments. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.